This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The Ministry of External Affairs acknowledged several reports of severe police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several protesters have been killed and many injured. It added, India hopes that the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and abuses. Addressing the media in New Delhi, spokesperson at the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that New Delhi continues to see a pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal described them as a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses.
A pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. It is a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses. There are several reports of police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several people have been killed. There are several more who have been injured. We hope the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and its abuses.
Over 30 people have been killed and around 200 others have been injured in clashes between protesters and security forces in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Tensions in the region escalated after authorities banned the Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, a prominent civil society alliance that has spearheaded protests over economic and political grievances in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation yesterday with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabha. The two leaders exchanged views on the evolving security situation in West Asia. Prime Minister expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and reaffirmed India's strong condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He reiterated the call for de-escalation dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of peace and stability. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi thanked Amir of Kuwait for his personal attention to the continued well-being and the safety of the large Indian community in Kuwait. At least 7 people were killed and some others suffered serious burn injuries after a massive fire engulfed an illegal firecracker manufacturing and storage unit in Jaipur's Ho Nagoria area in Rajasthan. The incident occurred yesterday at around 11 p.m. in the Ashanagar locality and was accompanied by powerful explosions that were heard across the surrounding neighborhood. Eyewitnesses said a series of explosions were heard. According to officials, the fire spread rapidly due to the highly combustible material stored inside the premises, leaving several workers trapped. Fire tenders and rescue teams rushed to the spot and carried out extensive firefighting and evacuation operations. The injured were shifted to SMS Medical College Hospital. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday inaugurated the Land Port Management System LPMS Vinimay in New Delhi, marking a major step towards digitizing and streamlining cargo processing and passenger movement across India's land borders. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the initiative reflects the government's commitment towards building a modern technology-driven border management system. He said the platform is aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and will strengthen trade facilitation, connectivity and national security. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar will be on a 2-day official visit to Bulgaria and Finland starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during his visit to Bulgaria, Dr. Ajay Shankar will meet the Bulgarian leadership and hold discussions with his counterpart. In men's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka A by 8 runs in the opening fixture of the Tri-Nation A series at the Rangiridampula International Stadium yesterday. Ruturaj Gaikwad's superb century helped India in posting a competitive 277 for 6 in stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.